All right. I think we are going to go ahead and start this next session in order to finish in 45 minutes. I don't think it'll take us that long, but welcome to Successful Landing, How to Land Your Groups or End Them Well. Kambui has asked us to kind of share lessons learned of what we have learned in ending well, since we've done several groups. So this is my husband, Clifton, and I'm Laurie. And Cliff is going to kind of start us a little bit of introduction of who we are, get us started, and we are going to kind of take turns going through our agenda. On your tables is just a general outline and a takeaway kind of in the middle. If you don't have enough at your table, we can give you more. It's basically what we're going to talk through. It's also something you can write on, any ideas and takeaways. I'm a big believer of giving you something that's applicable, that you can leave from here and actually apply into your group. So with that, honey, if you'll go ahead and introduce us.
Right. So thank you. This is my lovely wife, Laurie. So we've been with Journey since about 2007, back when they were at Countryside and converting over. So we've been single in groups. We've been single in married groups, which led us to become married. Then we've led married groups. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then we stepped away for a few years, and then we came back. And Pastor Keith asked us, and he said, hey, would you consider leading a group? And I said, Keith, we have a 0 and a 1-year-old right now. We're doing good just to get to church. We'll try to just join a group. That's as good as we can do right now. And he said, okay, no pressure. I said, well, thank you for not making it one of those pressure things. So we joined a group, and then within a couple, probably 2 to 3 months, we had the group leaders invite us over for dinner. I was like, this is such a nice thing. And then at the end, they got to the question. And they said, we have a question for you. And I said, okay, the answer is yes, and there's nothing to worry about. And they said, well, what did you think we were gonna ask you? I said, well, something happened. You want us to step up and lead the group. And we'll do it. The answer is yes, and everything will be okay. And they said, well, that's exactly what we were going to ask you. I said, we've lived here for like 12 or 13 years. My husband just took a job in Tampa, and we're moving. So I told Keith, we're going to Nineveh this time. Now, we didn't say yes because we were prepared. We said yes because we were called, and that's why you're here. So the important part for us is to help one another and to just share some of the things that we've learned along the way. And for today, we have one goal. It's landing the plane in a way that makes people want to fly again. Very important part. Now, who remembers John Madden, Monday Night Football, the announcer, the youngest NFL coach to win a Super Bowl, where the Oakland beat the Vikings. And we all remember the bus from Monday Night Football. He would not fly. He'd take his large Cadillac of a bus to all the locations. Well, that's what we don't want to happen in our groups. We don't want our groups to end up and say, we don't want to fly again. So this question is for the groups. What is it that makes people not want to fly again? And what else? Why else would people not want to fly again?
They don't feel safe. So if the discussion gets outside the group, it gets back to
right.
God's will. Keep that group discussion.
Right. They don't feel safe about what's being shared in the group or outside of the group. And why else might somebody not want to fly again? Yes, Cindy. They don't feel included, it just doesn't feel like the good fit.
Well, this is just because of our being complacent.
being complacent. So complacent, not wanting to engage again. So when it ended, it didn't end in a way that you can just step into into the next group. Thank you for sharing that. So John Madden, I always wondered that as a kid, not extensively, but why did he have the bus? And if he was an NFL coach, why didn't he fly? Like, he had to fly at some point, right? So he actually did fly. He flew until 1979, and he had a panic attack. And after that, he wouldn't fly again. So the answer for John Madden was that not that he never had flown, it's that something happened during his time that caused him to never do it again. And that's what we're here for today. Sometimes the landing can be just as scary as flying, and the people in a group can feel like that. And we might not know that or understand that. But in order to keep that from happening, our job is to be able to communicate that. So we have a pilot and they communicate, hey, we're at this altitude, at this speed, going to this location. You know, here's your destination. If that's wrong, you're on the wrong plane already. You can't change that one. But he also tells you when you're free to move about the cabin, when the beverage cart or your in-flight snacks, when you're gonna have those. He also tells you about what's available. There's also a call button if you need help. And he also tells you he's not alone. There's a pilot, there's a co-pilot, and there's an entire crew there to help. That's your group. So this is really going back to the communication of it. And then he thanks everybody. And this leads us to our first engagement activity. So as a group, we're going to talk for just 3 to 5 minutes. And the question is going to be, and it's on your sheet here, how can you prepare your group now to land successfully in the end? So talk about this as a group for a couple minutes, and then we're going to collect some of these answers.
I want to interject something really quickly. So the whole point, just we kind of jumped right in, but most of you, if you've been group leaders for a while, there's the three stages. There's kind of the taking off, the end flight, and the landing. And the point of this exercise and what we're going to spend a good chunk of our time is that in order to land well, we feel like you have to prepare from even the beginning. And I know some of you might be ending soon, so this might be something you need to carry into the future, or you can look back and say, yeah, we were pretty successful at this. So this engagement activity is a time for you guys at your table to kind of think through, if you've almost landed, maybe what you did do to prepare to get your point here, what you wish you would have done, and if you're a newer group leader, maybe some ideas that you can do now to help prepare to land better, depending on which season of leadership you're in. And then Cliff and I are gonna kind of share some takeaways and ideas that we have found successful in the several groups that we've led.
Okay. All right, thank you for being able to spend that time talking amongst your group, and to just share some of this information that you guys have been sharing with one another. We know it might be really helpful for other groups.
He's just quiet.
I think that's what the green thing is for here.
He's just naturally quiet.
Unless I'm yelling, then not so much. So we were talking about how can you prepare your groups now to land successfully? And I heard a lot of different good conversation here. So if I could get some of the ideas from the different groups and we can just share this amongst our friends here. So, and Shane?
Yeah.
Right. So understanding why are we even any, why is there an end that this is designed? It didn't just happen. Okay. And from this group, I heard some good things being discussed. Right. So part of that would be kind of getting off track. Would you say? In being intentional, and from this table. So looking at the timing of all of it.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to understand too, like every single person doesn't have to go separate ways. Like it's okay in Journey's model that a couple stay together and they create their own group, but then you've identified a leader in your group that wants to be a new leader and they start their own group, but then two of the couples over here end up going together in a different group. That's okay. You don't all have to go your separate ways, but you just can't stay together.
So helping people understand the reason behind it, but also understanding that you're growing your peeps, as Kambui had said. Right, and we're not the same people today that we were yesterday, and I like the way you're bringing up just about iron sharpens iron in that. And next, Laurie would like to share some of the lessons that we've learned related to the same thing.
Many of them are exactly what you've all shared. We're just going to kind of detail through, and you can follow a line in your outline, add notes, whatever. But these are some of the things as we look back to the several groups that we've led, what we didn't do and learned. Some of them we were smart enough to implement. But these, I think, are really good takeaways to kind of as a check mark to see what you're doing and where you're going. So the first one we just kind of titled is Leverage the Calendar. And in our first two groups, we definitely didn't do this. I did a much better job in the last two. But you already know as a group, when you kind of get through that first 4 to 8 weeks, I think they've changed it a little bit now, but you determine who's staying or not, and you determine if you're going to stay through a group. But from there, you determine an end date. And so as a leader, this last group, what I actually did is, and you can use any tool you want. But to me, it was easy to see kind of the big picture, the 18 to 24 months in Excel. And so I literally went in, I knew what day our group met, and I just dragged like the weekly date all the way down from beginning to end. And I got a hold of the community engagement website. I went through and found everything that they had already posted as far as like volunteer opportunities. I put that in the Excel spreadsheet. We found birthdays. I put that in the Excel spreadsheet. I knew kind of when our holidays were. So I kind of said, this big block's going to be Christmas. We need to plan something for this. This needs to be Thanksgiving. We need to plan for this. And it gave, to me, the Excel was a good file for me to see the big picture and tiny little lines. You can do it with calendar where you print out the whole calendar, or you can do it as you flip through. But I wanted to step back from the very beginning and know, we're ending here. What do we need to do when you take off and in your in flight? What do we do that first 18 months of the 2 years to get us to end well? Because we have had groups that didn't end well either. And so anytime I tend to not produce or fail, I like to go back to see what I could change. So leveraging the calendar is a big one. And I feel like if you know, so one of the things I did in my last 6 months, I highlighted that last 6 months in just a yellow. So I knew once we hit that 6 month date, we needed to start planning and communicating to our group, we're ending. Now that got communicated from the beginning, and we'll talk about that in our next one, is in the very beginning, one of the things that I learned or that we learned is that from the beginning, you establish your goals to end. And really the ultimate end goal is to multiply, whether that's every individual person goes and leads, every couple leads, or like Chad had suggested, kind of blocking off in groups. The group that we happened to take over because the couple left, they were a lot of new believers. And so we spent that group really shepherding and loving, but didn't talk about ending. We ended well, but nobody multiplied. And actually from that group, nobody got into another group. And they're floundering now. And that broke my heart as a leader. And so when we led again this last time, one of the things that I took away is what do I need to do, or what do we need to do that's different in order for that not to happen? And so literally on our first group meeting, we shared with them in 18 to 24 months, we are hoping you guys will step out and lead your own group. And then we constantly plugged that in and plugged that in and plugged that in. And so we ended at the beginning of this year, our group. And out of that group, half of the group did step out and choose to step into leading. And I believe it's, you know, God's got to call them to do that. But I believe it's because we plugged that in. And so their hearts had time to be receptive to that and to hear that and to pray through that and to think through that. And so instead using that calendar and kind of knowing when you're going to plug those in, that's really beneficial. We did, because I mentioned it our first meeting. Now, it wasn't like you guys have to, it was just, I think somebody mentioned like why we end and talking about why Journey believes what they do. And Cliff's going to talk about this at the very end, but, branding the message. And he kind of talked about branding too. The whole goal of these is to multiply, because we constantly have new people come in and new people come in. That didn't get shared with us when we stepped into being the leaders. And it was shared with us kind of in between not doing as good of a job with that group and stepping into our new group. I realized, oh, that's our end goal. And we failed at it miserably with this one, but I'm going to do everything I can to at least do our part as leaders. Now, again, it really depends on where God calls your group, because we could have ended and those people could have said, no, we're just not interested in leading. So it had nothing to do necessarily with us, but I think plugging it in early and allowing God to kind of work on their heart and making them aware of it over the 18 months, I think even in your group setting, it helps them to pay attention more to you as leaders, because they might need to repeat it when they become leaders versus just being an inactive participant. If they're just there to receive, they're not necessarily there to also watch and learn from you. Were you going to add something on that?
Yes, and I would say in the for our last group, even from group link, from the beginning of that, when we're talking and just communicating with people of what's this group about, from that very beginning, it was at the end of this time, the goal is to multiply, and that part of our expectations, and there's intentionality from the very beginning, was that this is one of the goals of that group, so it doesn't become a surprise after people sign up going through and say, oh, well, now you want us to multiply? So from that sign up, that's where we had started and said, okay, here's some of the goals we have.
Right. And then to just end leveraging the calendar, I think some of you had mentioned, because you have that calendar date of when you're going to end, when you're in that last 6 months, Kombui and them try to do a good job of knowing when the next group link is. And so what I did when I kind of hit that 6 month period, I constantly begged him until he gave me an end date. And then I took that end date and looked at how that fell in line with our 6 months. And that's how we determined how to end. Because just like somebody said in here, if you end too early, everything dwindles out. If you end too late, people are so tired from being in a group, they don't want to necessarily lead or join one. And so like for us, we were supposed to end coming into the school year. But what we did is we took Kombui's group link date. We kind of as a group looked at our calendar and decided we want to give you guys about a month break off. We felt like that wasn't too much time to fizzle away, but it was enough time for them to get their kind of take a fresh breath and have a little bit of downtime. And so we set then our end date, we kind of adjusted it based on that group link. And we found that the month was probably pretty good, especially because 3 to 4 of our people were stepping into leadership. So that gave them time to meet with Kombui, get a feel for, hey, this is our first time leading. What do we need to prepare for? Figure out when they were going to get their time and childcare and all of that. So for us, we felt like the month was a good enough time, but not too much time before you step into the next group link. And again, that's where having that whole calendar laid out was really beneficial. And then again, communicating with your group, because as leaders, sometimes we tend to want to do it all. And then we don't seek the wisdom of our group and the input of our group. That's something also we learned. And so just constantly communicating, maybe send out that calendar or that Excel spreadsheet to your group and having them fill in when their vacations are, when they plan not to be there. It's been one of the most successful tools that we've found to use as far as getting everybody in your group on the same page. So that kind of goes into communicating. And then the next one was shepherding your group. And we talked a lot about this in Julie's kind of care group, if any of you were in that. And mentoring your future leaders. So not only just loving and meeting and doing things as a group, but if you find potential leaders even from the beginning, shepherd them. And one way we did that, this last group, it was a group of people that were solid believers. We saw it from the very beginning. Though this might have been their first group to join, we knew that all of them were capable of leading. And so one thing that we told them after kind of that 8-week period where we all committed to stay was we want each of you to take a session to teach. Because if they can do it in your group, they're going to be much more comfortable later, or to facilitate is actually the term I think Journey uses. And so what that looked like is, and we didn't tell them again, we asked, are you guys comfortable with this? If you're not, please let us know. And all of them, though it was nervous and it was a big step, they all chose. And what we decided to do is like every 6 months, we just kind of rotated who chose the study and what, and then they led it. And with that, we didn't just step out. We said, let's get together, ask us any questions, let us know how we can help you in this. But we felt like in a group where you have those leaders, and it might only be one in your group, but in that case, start training them early on, let them take over some leadership. Because what I found is when we then came to our last 6 months and we asked them, are you guys ready? They were fully ready to kind of step out of that bird's nest and fly. So that was another successful tool. So that's kind of under the shepherding your group, is not only just cultivating and loving on them and caring for them, but be their mentor, because the more comfortable they are to step out and do what you do, and a lot of times they need to do it themselves in the safe environment of your own group. And so with that, we're going into our next section. Are there any questions, thoughts about this, what we just talked about? Anything that I mentioned as far as preparing kind of in that beginning and middle to end well?
We weren't prepared, we were just called. And Cindy, what you're bringing up is really celebrating change, right? Celebrating the excitement about that. That's a celebrate change, one of the leader essentials.
Okay, go ahead.
So you're concerned about the number of people that and the other things that are ongoing, that they may or may not be ready to take that next step based on when you're ending. And I would say from this is actually leading us into this next area of the final descent. And I think this is how we address this. So in the last 6 months, right, we know.
Do it like this.
We know at this point that you got to put the tray tables up, right? Put your seat up in that upright and locked position, and we're getting ready. We're coming down. Now, one of the things we also know is that if we descend quickly, it can feel like we have a crash landing, right? That's an important part of this. So, Laurie talked about the timing of it. Of what's the gap? Now, you might be concerned about everybody else's activities. And this is part of what allows you to plan for that. We'll plan around what are our kids' activities going to be, so we're not going to all these things every single day and have group night, and which day is group night, and then Sunday and everything. So I think from that, from an individual standpoint, all the extra things that they add onto their own plate, you can't fix that. The more they're plugged in, the more people will adjust their own schedule to meet those priorities. So I'd say that's a part of being called versus being prepared. My schedule doesn't look like I can do it, right? We have a 0 and a 1-year-old. We're in a season of life. There's no way we can do it, right? And I think this is part of that where God's going to open up those doors. We can prepare these people, everyone, through this process and communicate and get them comfortable. And they might be in several groups before they step up to facilitate, or maybe they co-lead a group. Those are some other next steps. Like Chad said, there's multiple avenues at the end of it. So from that, it's the identification, people understanding why we're doing what we're doing. But you're not going to be the one that's deciding what works for them. They have to decide that becomes a priority over something else if it's a schedule type thing.
Encourage you to encourage them if you haven't already met with them, and it may not be a good season. Let them know the good things that you see in them, why you think they would be a great leader. Ask them to pray about it. That is one thing that we do come 6 months. We don't tell them what they're going to do. We just say, hey, please consider it and pray about it and kind of let us know where God is leading you. We fully think you are capable of doing this. But if this is not a season that you feel comfortable, we understand. I think constantly pursuing too, even though they're out of your group, to say, hey, is this a good time to lead? Kind of like what Cliff said is, one thing we've seen too, is you can grab them and say, I know you don't have time to lead personally, but are you willing to team with me in our next group? Or is there somebody that you can team with in your next group? And I think, like Cliff said, though you might have cultivated a leadership mentality in them by plugging it in, it may not be for another season or two. But to keep encouraging that, and maybe when you see them, kind of keep plugging that in. I know we have one that was that way. And Cliff, every time we see him, he's like, are you ready to lead yet? Have you had any thought about it? And the answer is still no, but maybe one day. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's a, thank you, Michelle. So that was helping people to understand they don't have to do it all. By saying yes, you don't have to do it all. There's ways to partner with other people. For everything from host homes to assisting to that partnership where they don't feel like they have to do everything. And you brought up also an important part about the fear and anxiety, and that actually leads us to our next engagement piece.
I think we're going to have to skip it, actually doing it and just talk about
we'll do it for a minute.
Maybe in 5 minutes. It's not enough time. Just talk about it.
Okay. So the next one was actually using the story cards, and we have this on our sheet as engagement activity number 2. Use story cards to discuss some of the following statements. And this is, I feel that, I am concerned about, I have questions. And this is meant to be a practical exercise to be able to take here, do it so you're exposed to it, but to be able to do this in your groups. So this is a great way, dedicate at least one session where we put out the story cards, here's your tool, right? Another tool in the toolbox. Have people talk about this. Laurie might feel a completely different way than I feel about for where we are in the group, of if we're going to join the next group, what's going to happen. I might be on fire, number 8, hey, let's go in, let's go join another group. And she might say, you know what, I just need a break. And that's understandable. Even among spouses, people might be on completely opposite sides and just not say anything. So this is a part to be able to understand and talk about that. What is that anxiety? And if this is people's first group, and even if it's not their first group, you've been in a relationship with all these people, and you don't know how is it going to end. Not about how am I going to feel, how are other people also going to feel towards me? When we come in, do we still sit together in the same row in church? You know, are we still going to have these socials? Are we going to say we'll get together sometime? You know, how's that going to end? Because we had an agreement that we're our peeps right now. What happens when this is over? These are all the things that we want to talk about. So at least we can agree and say, okay, look, this is how this works. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about how we feel about it. That's what this part's meant to do. And I think this is a crucial part, probably the most important part in getting people to that end, so they can understand what it's going to look like. And at least we were able to, I'm able to be heard about how I feel about this or my anxieties. Or if I text you, are you still going to text me back? Or, you know.
The everybody has story cards in their groups, right? At some point, we use these a lot. These are a great way, especially in a couples group where maybe the men don't want to talk, or in a men's group if you've got men that don't like to talk. We did use these with this, basically with this activity. We spent kind of half of one of our, within that 6 month period, it was closer to the end. We just asked the question. We threw them out and said, pick three or four cards of how you guys are feeling about ending. And we find that for many people, especially who are introverts, the cards are a great way for them to share their heart without, you know, like, oh, great, now I've got to. We had one particular guy who hated sharing feelings, but he was willing to share them with these cards. And so it's a great way, like Cliff had mentioned, to kind of just get out there so everybody can see, like, yeah, this is hard. Let's talk about how hard it is, how sad it is, or how excited it is. Us as leaders, like, I know I felt I was actually excited that the group was ending only because I was exhausted from leading it. But I was sad to, you know, lose those relationships. And so I had two different cards. And so they're really, really, these are great to use for any type of, anytime you need to talk about feelings, story cards. So to end our time together, we're going to just quickly go through the last two. This is probably one of the big things for me. It's called landing in style. And one of the things that we found beneficial is so that it's not so sad, you treat it as a celebration or a graduation. And so in both of our last two groups, when we ended with a big party. One was the pool party where it was like a potluck dinner. One, we had everybody over to our house and we did another potluck. And it was more of a form of celebration where as leaders, we wrote out cards of like just great things we saw about the couples, thanking them for taking time to be committed, how much we appreciated them. And we told stories about just great things that happened over the 2 years and just really made a big celebration out of it. And then one of the last things that we would do, and Cliff came up with this idea from in Joshua 4:3, where it talks about having the memory stones and laying down the stones so that when you see them, there's you come back in remembrance. And so our first group, Cliff came up with the idea. I know in weddings, they pour the sand versus the unity candles. And so what we chose to do is every couple got a color of sand, and then we went through and made a little bottle. And then in our second group, we actually created, we took photos. The first three, we didn't do photo book with this one because nobody took photos. In our second group, we had lots of photos. So we created like a little, here was our time together. I love the idea of the photo book. If you can get your group to take them from the very beginning. I am not a photo taker. So if you've got somebody in your group that does that, definitely tag them with it. You are our group photographer. Take as many pictures every time we get together. This was really fun to go through in the end. And it's something that, like, when I see this, I just think back to some of our fun times of our first group. And then looking back in our second one, it's just a good little keepsake to remind your group of the time you guys spent together as though you're moving on into another group. And so Cliff will just end us with the last few statements of branding the message.
So one part about that is it's not an ending. It's a celebration of that next step. So I would say promote as it's a graduation. It's not an ending. One of the other things I had listed down here is plant something together as a group. You know, that goes back to those. What's something that you'll be able to see down the road that's there? So a lot of different options out there. But doing something will help you just feel that joy from the group that you can carry, you know, carry with you. This last part about is branding the message. An important part of letting them know, hey, we want to stay together. We've grown closer. That's okay. But we have to lean into where we're going and what's the reason for this. The group's multiplying allows somebody else that's here that's never been part of a group to be in a group. And if we don't allow this multiplication, we have people that are never going to be a part of a group and be able to enjoy that. And for some of us, we have to share a little bit more pain than we want to and leave something that we enjoy and that we like. And it doesn't mean that we don't like the people, in order for somebody else to have this seat at this table now. And that's really the focus. So part of this is branding that message from the beginning. It's communicated throughout, but it's also shared. We share that intent for that. That helps us get to the end and know, understand, why are we doing this? And we understand that somebody new would love to be a part of this group, that they don't know anything about groups. And we've created those seats, made those available for it.